This podcast is brought to you by Most Valuable Podcasts, saving your day from boredom with the best podcasting entertainment.
Okay, I have Dana Ortiz here.
Hello.
Comedian.
Do I have to yell? I feel like I have to yell.
You might want to yell a little bit. I'll turn this.
Hello! Also, I did a podcast once where the cat would not stop meowing, and it was like the three of us and a cat.
Oh, my cat is very chill. He probably won't make any noises. Champion is circling the premises.
Yeah.
But it's just because he wants to make sure you're not going to harm his home.
He's more the bodyguard of the podcast than really a vocal participant.
Absolutely. Deanna's part of the Lincoln Lodge,
yes.
And part of Hoo Ha Comedy,
yes.
And a myriad other things. You've seen her like everywhere. Oh my
so
god, so
everywhere.
Many places. 2 hour, who even knows? comedian extraordinaire. So in one of your recent sets recently, mm-hmm. recent to now recently,
yeah.
I remember you brought up Snapped, and I was like, mm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of Snapped.
Yeah.
And love a woman who's about to go crazy
just
and murder
like,
people.
I like the women that are like, mm-hmm. Oh, she was, because they're always
mm-hmm.
just the sweetest woman. Oh, she was the head of the, you know, charity drive and then just like pushed too far.
She was pushed
you.
To her limit, and then she had to snap, and she had to kill someone. I love it. For the viewers at home, Champion is... Deanna's allergic to Champion, who's
yeah.
my cat, and he
yeah.
is insistent on...
being as close
as
to me
close as possible.
It's cool. I knew he would be here.
Yeah.
I've heard talks of
it's,
this cat.
It's just funny because he hasn't done this to anybody else.
The cats know.
Yeah,
they
he
know.
Knows.
I swear, every time... But, like, I love dogs, and dogs will not give me the time of day. And I'm like, but the cats are like, touch me. And I'm like, you know
he
I
keeps looking at you like, what's the problem?
Can't what? You see me here? I think I deserve to be pat on the head.
This is my throne.
Uh-huh.
So Champion, oh. Champion, you'll just have to listen to this podcast, and you can give your input if you want
later.
To.
Later, I can pet you.
So we're gonna talk about the OG woman who snapped.
Yeah,
the number one, Lizzie Borden. You know Lizzie Borden.
It sounds like
this is
yeah.
gonna sound real familiar too. How about this? Lizzie yeah. Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks, and when she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. This is like a fun
little
children's rhyme.
Yeah, like
that they would
tell
say.
The children.
It's every time I read about this, they're always like, "Oh, you know the children's rhyme," and I'm like, "I didn't go to school with murderers, so
yeah.
no one did that in
what
Double Dutch."
What school are they like? Oh yeah, if that I can see like mm-hmm. Ring Around the Rosie, but like that one's so like subtext.
Yeah,
but
so
this one's blatantly like she killed her mom and then she killed her dad. Who wants to play?
And she just hacked him.
Yeah,
who wants to play? Yeah, so She's one of the original snappers,
mm-hmm.
I'd heard about her, I knew that she was a murderess who killed her parents, and it wasn't until, like, maybe a couple years ago that I was like, wait, did she get away with that murder?
Yeah.
And she did.
What?
But she totally did it. I mean, we're gonna go over the facts,
yeah,
and you
can
let
say,
me
that's
know.
The end of the podcast, good night.
Like, bye. Thank
you
for listening, honestly. Yeah.
From the bottom of my heart. That's all we have. Sleep tightly.
Good night.
Yeah,
so she... First of all, the rhyme is wrong. Okay.
Okay.
So, Lizzie gave her stepmom...
Oh.
Yeah. 19 whacks with the axe.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad, she gave 10. So, like, not 40.
She loves her dad.
She loves her dad more. So, this is, like, late 1800s in Fall River, Massachusetts.
Okay. Massachusetts always got some freaky shit going
on. Yeah, it's the colonies.
How old
man.
Is she? Was she?
So this is another thing that I didn't
yeah.
know until I really looked into it. She was 32.
Oh.
I thought she was young because
yeah.
she lived at home.
Yeah.
But she was a 32-year-old spinster.
I was going to say, because nobody wants to marry her in the 1800s, so yeah, you live at home.
Yeah, right. If you didn't get married when you were 16, there's no point.
Stay at home.
So her and her sister, who I think was older than her, both lived with their dad and stepmom,
mm-hmm.
and they were both spinsters.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, like, a good fam.
Yeah.
And her dad was a wealthy commercial real estate agent or something,
okay.
or landlord.
Yeah.
So a lot of people did not like him, because
okay.
he's just, like, this money-grubbing dude, but he was super frugal. Like, even in their house, they didn't have plumbing. Which is crazy because he was like the richest guy in town. So they're just it. Things like that. That he just was like, no, my girls don't deserve this. I don't
know. They're old and ugly.
they can have plumbing when they have a man.
Yeah, maybe that.
So he remarried to this woman named Abby, who was the stepmom who Lizzie hated. Mm-hmm. Lizzie would choose to eat her meals in separate rooms from her parents because she was like, we're not doing this. And so there was a bit of a rumor that her father, Andrew Borden is his name, was going to rework the will to give most of his money to his wife.
Oh, no.
So people think that was probably the impetus for Lizzie being like, I gotta murder both of them.
Get an axe and kill
them. Get an axe and kill them.
So it's like, who told her that? Like, who is the dad, like, gossiping to that it gets back to the daughter? Like,
right.
Unless it's the stepmom, and why would she even, like...
I know, it's like you already have such a contentious relationship, don't rock the boat.
Could you imagine if you heard a rumor about your dad from a stranger?
One time, people in my family said that my dad died because it was a prank that he started.
Oh.
I don't remember how he started it now, but it was like a mistranslation from my Cuban relatives.
Oh, no.
And they thought that he died, and they were reaching out to my mom and just being like, oh my God, sorry for your loss. And she's like, what? Yeah. He didn't die. And,
your dad sounds like a goofy dude.
Yeah. He's a goofy dude. Yeah. He was like, trick. It's a prank.
Gotcha.
I remember, like, in the same... I feel like the same day that I was talking to him about this, he was, like, asking me for recommendations on pizza places. And I was like, people think you're dead.
It's like, yeah, but I really need...
Yeah, but
I'll get to that later.
Have you been to Pisco?
Yeah. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, so her dad was a guy that people didn't like. So if you want to be like, maybe she didn't do it, like, maybe someone else would have murdered him. Except they didn't. So here's the thing. This murder happened on August 4th, 1892. And these are the facts of the day. Mm-hmm. Super hot day. Alright? So hot out. Oh my God. And apparently, the day before the murders, she told her friend, Alice Russell. Apparently, she had like one friend in town. And she said that something bad was going to happen the next day. And she went to the local drugstore and asked to buy acid.
No.
And he was like, nah.
We don't have that.
Yeah.
I'm going to a Walgreens.
Yeah, go to a... And be like, do you have prussic acid? And you're like, why? Why, though?
No reason. I just need it.
I have stains in my clothes.
Yeah. I'm making something and it calls for it. I don't know. Just following the recipe.
Yeah, so she didn't have her acid, so what was she to do? So this is the timeline of the day. So her father, Andrew, left to run some errands. She claims that he went to the loft in the barn to do something for 20 minutes, is what Lizzie says.
Jerk off.
Yeah, I don't even know.
So weird.
Oh, that was another weird story. Like, they think, like, Lizzie, as much as she hated her stepmom, she probably hated her dad because of the money thing. But also, apparently, she kept a bunch of pet pigeons in this barn loft, and her father angrily beheaded them because he said that they would attract, like, local ne'er-do-wells, the pigeons.
People just flocked to pigeons.
He said they attracted local bad boys. Yeah. And so he beheaded her pet pigeons.
Oh, no.
And, like, that's probably all she had.
Yeah. Maybe she kept the pigeons to, like, bring in the bad boys because she was like, what's up, fellas?
Hey, fellas.
Mama's looking for something. That's horrifying.
Yeah, so bad things are afoot in the Borden home. And so he left, and they had this maid, a lovable Irish immigrant named Bridget, and she was sent outside to wash windows. So the house is, like, on lock because Lizzie, coincidentally, had some problems with theft at local businesses.
Oh.
So this 32-year-old woman was kind of, like, kept at home like a teenager who was grounded.
Yeah.
So she was, like, locked in the house, basically. And the maid locked everything. So everything was locked, and there was no forced entry. So this had to have happened from someone that was in the house.
Yeah.
And the only people home were Lizzie and her stepmom, Abby. So they were at home, but Lizzie's alibi is this, that she was sent a note to visit an unnamed sick friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So she left.
Yeah.
So this note has never been found, and she didn't name her sick friend.
Yeah.
So
if you're visiting someone.
Oh yeah, I just have to. My friend's sick. Like, just don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Bye.
Don't worry.
I'm supposed to bring her some acid. It was gonna save her life. I don't know.
I don't know, but they wouldn't give it to me. Like, what am I supposed to do?
So I gotta go visit her now and break her heart. Actually, I'm just such a good friend.
I'm a really good friend. Actually, yeah. I have to break the news that she's going to die.
So sad.
So what probably happened? Assuming that Lucy Borden did it, which I will go ahead and assume she did it.
Bold statement.
It is a bold statement.
I'm going to wait until I hear all the facts.
Okay, you wait. So her or the murderer probably hit Abby over the head, then hacked her, and then cleaned herself off. And then she did chores upstairs. So, yeah. So then she's like, I got to continue to do some chores or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Andrew Borden came back inside, and the maid unlocked the doors, let him in. And she said that when she unlocked the doors, she heard laughter coming from upstairs, right? Like, muffled laughter is what
spooky,
she said.
Spooky.
Really spooky. So it's like, okay, she nuts. And then the maid said that she had a stomach ache, so she went upstairs to lay down. And when she went upstairs, Lizzie went downstairs.
Oh.
And her father was in the parlor, and that's when he was killed by the murderer slash maybe his daughter. So, but this is all to say that the maid's story is that, like, Lizzie was in the house, she saw her going from upstairs to downstairs, and no one else was home. So, it doesn't fit the note from a sick friend story.
Yeah.
Unless you want to say that the maid did it.
Which is such a cliche.
Whole other thing, right? So, 10 minutes later, the maid is woken up by Lizzie. Because Lizzie claims to have come home, despite the fact that all the doors were locked.
Yeah.
So she comes home and says that she found her dad dead downstairs. And so they run downstairs, they call for help, and it's after they call for help that Bridget goes upstairs and finds Abby Borden dead.
Oh.
Yeah. So all of this happens, the police get there, and the story is instantly being contradicted.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, this is weird. They're like, oh, your mom's dead, right?
Yeah.
And Lizzie keeps being like, stepmother. She's my stepmother.
And she's also dead.
Yes.
Like,
she keeps saying stepmother, keeps correcting them, and refers to her as Mrs. Borden, which apparently is what she called her, like, all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and they also noticed that she was unfazed.
Yeah.
That she was just, like, plainly telling her story. She wasn't crying, nothing. So they were like, that weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, even if you don't like the stepmom, if you come home and find your dead dad, you'd be like, something. Like,
I feel like if I saw a dead body, I'd be so upset.
Yeah.
I've never seen a dead body.
Visibly shaken.
Yeah.
Please don't show us a dead body, people. Don't even surprise me with one.
Please don't invite me over under the pretense of showing me one.
I don't want to be like a fun, like, punked episode. Just to catch my reaction. No, thank you.
Hey, I don't mean to be a killjoy, but, like, don't show me a dead body.
Thank you. That's what I asked you before I walked inside your house.
Yeah, yeah,
like, are there dead bodies in here? She's like, no. And I was like, then I will enter.
Then please enter. So a couple days later, the police were like, I don't know, maybe it's her. But they didn't have any hard evidence. Like, they found the murder weapon. It was just right outside the house. Mm-hmm. But it was cleaned off, and the handle was broken, so they couldn't dust for fingerprints or whatever. And they just couldn't find anything in the house. So a few days later, a neighbor said that she saw Lizzie burning a dress outside. And she said that she had paint stains on it, and that's why she burned it.
Yeah.
Which is like...
Sure. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know how when you have a stain on your clothes and you burn them?
You burn them outside? Yeah, for sure. I get that.
Yeah. So that's...
But also, if there was blood on it, you could have just washed it, too. Like,
how easy does blood come out, though?
I mean, with some acid. Real easy.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. That's what she needed. So then she's arrested, and she gets put on trial, and it's the trial of the century.
Yeah.
Now, this is kind of when, like, the newspaper boom was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So all these newspapers are reporting on it, and they have really competitive headlines.
Yeah.
And they're all trying to, like, outdo the drama. So some people think that maybe she got away with it because of how sensationalized, partially because of how sensationalized everything was in the headlines. For example, she was always described, like, in the courtroom as, you know, this good church-going town girl.
Yeah.
How could she ever do this? This frail little girl.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
She's wearing a dress, and she's so weak, she can't even live. She lives at home, and she only has one friend. Yeah.
One friend, Alice.
Oh, you know, Alice. She would never.
So, but that is a thing, though. A doctor gave her morphine, and so she was on morphine during the whole trial.
Lizzie was.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that doctor? Where can I find him?
First of all, what were they doing?
Why is she going to the doctor? And he's like, you know what you need? Morphine.
Yeah, I don't
For
know.
This trial. Maybe some Xanax. Like, you don't need morphine.
Yeah, she is 100,000% on morphine during this. So she can't really answer questions well.
Yeah.
And she's being very, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then they were like, we're going to really shock the courtroom. Like I said, everything was really sensationalized in this trial. And they brought in the skulls of Mr. and Mrs. Borden.
Oh my God.
They were all, like, hacked up and gross anyway.
To prove that they were dead.
Yeah, to be like they died.
They were really,
I think,
here's proof. Ah!
Oh, I did it.
Case closed.
I think they wanted to see her reaction because she didn't seem to show any real emotions about her parents being dead. And they were like, sorry, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Father and stepmother. When father and stepmother died.
God, that's how she probably talks, too.
I know. I mean, it was the 1800s, but also she was weird. So they brought it in, and she fainted.
Oh.
And that made everyone go, oh, she didn't do it.
Oh, she's such a...
Because she's so frail.
I can faint on command, too.
Right?
Like, maybe just because I'm a trained actress. I don't know.
Maybe just because I'm, like, really good at my craft.
I'm just a professional that's just learned. Maybe she didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
Also, she was on so many drugs.
She was on drugs already.
Yeah.
It was probably hot. Mm-hmm. And, that was the thing that, like, investigators said when she was like, my father went to the barn when I was, went out to do this note or whatever. And so, like, no one was home. The investigators went to the barn, and they said it was, like, so stiflingly hot that no one could really stand to be in there for more than a couple minutes.
Okay.
So, there were just, like, a bunch of timeline stuff that she gave them that didn't really make sense. And yet, she was found not guilty.
Then did she get the money from the will? Did she?
Oh, now that I don't know, but she did get... I think she did, because she ended up... So she ended up, like, buying a new house in town. She didn't even leave town.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bold move.
Yeah, very bold move.
What's the deal with the sister?
Oh, the sister was for sure out of town the whole time.
Okay.
And they were definitely able to corroborate that. And I guess, like, her and the sister, almost immediately after the murders, were, like, gonna stay back in the house for a night. And then Lizzie, like, couldn't handle it. So
Lizzie
they stayed somewhere else. Lizzie couldn't handle it.
Wow.
So, I don't know what happened to the sister after her death, or after she was found innocent, but Lizzie basically spent the remainder of her life in town, but everyone knew she did it.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, I don't understand who the jurors were that were like, no, she didn't.
No, it's fine.
Because everyone in town was like, she's the murderer on the hill, and they didn't even bother her. Yeah, and she lived in like a manor house with servants and everything.
Crazy.
And she would travel to Boston and New York a lot to see plays, to see the theater. She loved the theater. And she, like, had a relationship with an actress, Scandal, named Nance O'Neill.
Oh.
Oh, I did read that she threw a big party for Nance, and her sister and her had a giant fight at that party. No one knows what it's about, and then they never spoke again after that.
Oh. So she's, like, in a relationship with Nance.
Yeah, she was probably... And I imagine, I feel like the fight was about what the relationship was.
Yeah.
Because it's like 1900 at that point.
You're not allowed to be a lesbian.
You can't be a lesbian.
Scandal.
And she was, and that's why she wasn't married.
Well, then now I feel sorry for making fun of her in the beginning.
I still don't, because she was a murderer.
Yeah. This is all very, like, Legally Blonde, when, like, the girl kills the stepmother, and then
Spoilers for Legally Blonde.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't kill the stepmother, she kills her dad because she thinks it's the stepmother.
Spoilers.
But, cover your ears.
Big time spoilers.
I feel like if Elle Woods was in the courtroom, maybe she would have got some justice.
Yeah, I think you're right. No, I think that would have happened.
Yeah.
Because it was insane.
I also think it's funny that, like, the cops are like, we don't know what it is. Let's come up with this fun nursery rhyme so we can... Oh, yeah. How did that even, like...
I don't know how the nursery rhyme started. So I feel like probably from like, newspaper reports and then children just being like, oh, this is what I overheard my dad reading this morning. Yeah. When he, you know, because how dads would read aloud from the paper.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so she... And then she was in headlines again in 1905 for shoplifting.
So it's like you got all that money.
She got all that money, but she wanted, like, to shoplift some jewelry or something, mm-hmm. so she couldn't stop.
I mean,
she also changed her name from Lizzie to Lizbeth.
I was just going to say, Lizzie to Liz.
Yeah.
An idiot. No one would ever know.
No, she went by Lizbeth.
What about, like, the beginning of her life? Was she, like, a weirdo, like, kid? Or?
Yeah, people don't know much about her, but she, since she ended up just kind of being this... alone, kept herself woman living with her family, she was just like kind of a sweet, quiet, shy girl. She was known for being a good church goer.
Yeah,
she'd go to church. Like, so how could she possibly do this? They all saw her at church every week, you know,
praying.
But you want to hear some crazy,
crazy
news? So I was reading this. I was reading more on this morning to be like, is there any new hot goss on the Borden drama?
Yeah.
And
no.
I...
There's no way.
Okay, so it's not about her trial, but she may be the descendant of someone else that killed their parents. This is crazy. Oh my god. So, apparently, like, a recent genealogy research... I don't know.
You know what? It's okay. It's in their blood. You know?
Yeah.
Some people are families of doctors. Some people are family of parent murderers.
Of murderers.
I don't know. It's just how
it's
we're
just,
made.
It's just how we're made. I can't.
Nobody else. Just parents.
Oh, genetics.
Yeah.
So, it's so weird. So she's the ancestor of a guy named Thomas Cornell, who was the first person in the colonies to be tried of matricide. Which is, like, not when you kill a mattress. It's when you kill your mom.
That seems bad, but not, like, very bad.
No, it's very bad.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Mattricide?
It's just, like, when you lay down too hard.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're like, it's not comfy anymore. I had to kill it. Okay.
So, it's 1673 in Rhode Island.
God.
And
so
he burned his mom to death. So, yeah.
Just all these different violent ways.
They're so violent.
I wonder, like, how long she, like, Lizzie thought about it. Was she like, okay, because she tried to buy acid, and it was like, first she was going to poison them or do something, but then was it like, I wish she was here. You know, I wish I could ask her and be like,
oh, man.
Why did you do the axe? Like, where did you find, like, what was, like, I got to do it now.
Yeah, I have to do it right now. Because she had to have planned it a little bit to know when people would be in and out of the house and when she would be left alone. So there's a little premeditation there for sure.
I've never killed anyone, but...
Oh, hot take.
Yeah.
You haven't?
Well, it's so cute.
It's cute.
That's, like, so cute. You're, like, so young.
Wow.
So innocent. That's
I cannot
nice.
Believe it.
You learn something new every day. I'm gonna take this axe, and then, like, just when you're actually in the act of it, I'm like, I could never even.
Well, that was it. That's the thing with a lot of murder stories that I'm always like, how did they ever think they would get away with it?
Yeah.
And I said that to a friend, and she was like, well, you already have a disconnect with reality because you did it in the first place. I was like, oh, true.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
true. All I could think of was, like, how would you ever think?
I'm so charming. I'll just.
Yeah, I'm so smart. You're never smart. That's the thing. But if she was, she got away with it.
Because she was like, she must have been like, I'll just be able to play the churchgoer. Mm-hmm. That's why she went to church.
I think she hammed it up in the court.
Oh,
I think she fainted on purpose, you know.
Bold stance.
But so this guy, though, who was like her fifth great grandfather, right? He was convicted, and when he was hung, to death. Obviously, you're not, like, hung for a little bit.
Okay. Now go to jail.
Did you learn your lesson?
Good.
Yeah. His wife, Rebecca, was pregnant with their seventh child.
Oh, gross.
I know. It was 1600s.
I hate everyone in the story. Except for the friend.
Yeah, except for Alice. Alice is great.
She's cool.
Alice is the true hero.
Yeah.
So Rebecca was pregnant with their seventh child, and... the baby girl was born when he died, when he was killed, so she named the baby girl Innocent, which, wow.
Innocent.
Wow. Yeah. And Innocent ended up marrying Richard Borden, and that is the line in which she's descendant of.
Oh.
She's descendant of the baby that was like, no, he didn't burn his mom.
Yeah. And that just fire was in her blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's very...
That's just like a weird coincidence.
Yeah.
It's just a weird... It's like almost too weird, but it's there.
But it's there. It's, I think she was like, she must know about that story. You know, it's like an old family.
Do you think they passed that down?
I think they must have.
I don't know.
It's just like a weird... Oh, yeah, your great-great-grandfather did this. What about the mom? The real mom?
Oh, that's such a good question. I don't know what happened to her. I feel like she died.
She must have died.
That's why he remarried.
She must have
died.
Yeah,
she must have died.
No one gets divorced in the
1800s. Oh, God, no. I mean, under what grounds do you get divorced in the 1800s? Like, they were too old for me.
Gross.
Yeah.
Especially if he was rich.
Mm-hmm.
Just.
Mm-hmm.
We just, like, don't have plumbing. I think maybe, I would have killed my dad.
If we're not having
that
plumbing.
Ground alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like, you're not getting any money. And I'm like, give me some fucking electricity. I don't care.
Make it so that I don't have to go outside to pee. That'd be great.
Gosh.
Yeah.
And they kept her inside. Yeah. I mean, just by yourself all alone. I mean, you have your sister, but it's
yeah,
still,
and
like,
she didn't, like, have a job. Like,
yeah.
She didn't do anything.
She's gotta be. Like, I don't know. I always think of, like, old-timey ladies like that are just so dependent on somebody just to be kind of, like, batshit crazy.
Oh, they have to be. Because your brain has to go vacant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going on in there?
Yeah, and like, I mean, yeah, she doesn't have a job. She's not educated.
She barely interacts with people that aren't her family.
She collects pigeons.
She collects
That's
pigeons.
That's my first thing. Poor gal.
First red flag that she's a murderer is that she has pigeons.
All these pigeons. And I'm like,
yeah.
What are you doing with your life?
Mm-mm.
Crazy. I've actually never heard that story before.
Yeah.
That's insane.
She's one of America's first and most famous serial killers.
I wish
female.
We could have her on the TV show Snapped.
Oh my God.
I remember growing up, like being in like middle school and high school and just watching Snapped all the time.
I used to watch so much of those crime drama shows.
Yeah.
And,
too young.
Too young, yeah.
To
I don't trust anybody.
Yeah. Just a real bad place to be. And just like on. Like binge watching,
yeah,
all the time. So much so that me and my sister, we would like watch it on demand and be like, "Oh, we just saw that one." Like, "Oh, this is the one where she, you know, kills this person and then she hides this body part in the car and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff." And I'm like, "How do I know this? This is so graphic."
In the back of your mind forever.
Ever. And
oh my
ever.
God. I think it makes dating real fun for me because I like won't go anywhere alone with anybody.
I'm very excited.
I'm like, yeah, I will be murdered. So, no, I will not be meeting you for a drink.
Yeah, thank you. But thank you for asking.
You have to meet me in a public park at 12 noon on
with
a Saturday.
All of my friends.
Yeah.
Hiding.
It's a courtship.
Hiding in the bushes.
Hiding in all the bushes.
They're all going to be there.
Yeah, there's so many details about her story that I feel like are missing. It would make me have so much sympathy for her. I mean, I do kind of just like, what was it like to be 32, totally alone?
I feel sorry for her situation,
sexuality.
But I don't... Yeah, that's the thing. She's
mm-hmm.
probably a lesbian, and she
mm-hmm.
didn't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
She prayed and prayed, and...
She probably prayed the gay to go away, and it wouldn't.
And Jesus was like, kill your parents instead.
And then she kills her parents, and it sounds like she's free, where she's like, oh, I'm gonna go to New York and watch all the theater I want.
Yeah,
'cause
they won't let me.
Yeah.
Very like a teenager, where she was like, I'm gonna do what I want. I want to go see the play.
I think that's why originally I thought she was like 16 years old.
Yeah.
Only to find out she's double that age. Too. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
I know. So long to be living just with your family.
Yeah. I lasted 20 years and I was like, I will murder you guys. So I get it.
You get it. You
get
it. Deanna Ortiz gets it, you guys.
I get it.
Well, I think that's all for Borden Mania over here.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. I feel more educated and more scared of...
Do you think she did it? Do you think there's any doubt she might be didn't?
No, I think she did it.
Yeah, I think she did too.
Yeah.
And I love that the police were like, yeah, no, it's her. It is her.
But then, I mean, I also do want to know about the jury. Can we bring in the jury?
Can we? Let's bring in everybody.
Guys, here's the jury. All right. Here we are.
This is actually a seance.
Yeah.
Which we talk to everybody.
Oh, we should have a Ouija board.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's
terrifying.
I've never touched one, actually.
Oh.
I think it's instilled in me to have enough Catholic guilt to never do it.
Oh, I used to. It was spooky. Spooky, spooky.
Oh, my God. Did you ever see a ghost?
No, but we would always do it at my friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I don't know, this is fine. That way, like, I can record it.
You can tell the story?
I can tell the story. Okay. I just don't know if you're like, this isn't how I want my podcast to go.
No, no,
it's fun stories about murdering your parents only. No spooky stuff. I live here.
Yeah, you can tell the story, but I will have to make, like, a salt circle afterwards and sage the place.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we can burn some sage.
Yeah.
So we would all go to my friend's house, and she was the one that was like, because, I don't know, maybe it was just us, but all we were all like, oh, I can talk to ghosts, I'm a medium, this is the cross that I have to bear.
Did, like, you guys ever see the movie The Craft? Is that what made you think that?
No. Oh, okay. Which, now looking back, I'm like,
yeah. Yeah.
And we're like, oh, we can connect to the other world. Lucky us that we all found each other, too. Anyway, so.
Found your coven.
They just happen to live right down the street. So we all go to my friend's house, and she's just like, I can talk to ghosts, and I have this Ouija board. I talk to them all the time, like, but we need two people to do it. And so we're doing it, and I guess what they had said to her in previous times when she did it with somebody else was that if you're in the house and you start using it, that's the house that the ghost now lives in.
Yeah.
So she's like, there's a portal in the bathroom downstairs, and that's where he comes and goes. And she's like, and sometimes I see the light flicker on and off. Like, that's where, like, he comes and leaves my house. And then she's like, well, great, now I can never use your fucking bathroom.
No.
Yeah. And then she was like, oh, sometimes he uses the bedroom next door, and, like, her dog would, like, bark at this, like, at nothing in the other room. And I'm like, this is terrifying. But we did it. And it's really weird at first, because you're like, just little girls, and you're like, you're moving it. No, you're moving it. No, you're moving it. Oh, you're moving it.
Oh, my God.
But then you start asking, like, questions that, like, I know she doesn't know.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, moving them to the right places. And you're like, this is terrifying.
Oh, my God.
I know. But then I also heard, like, really bad stories where, like, if you say, like, give me a sign that you're here, bad news bears. Like, they
don't ever,
like,
say that.
Yeah. Kill you. Or, like,
they kill you?
That's
no.
This is all rumors or. So, my friend of a friend of a friend said this.
That kind of thing, yeah.
I'm in sixth grade. Oh, like, sixth or seventh grade. So I'm like, okay, I won't ask him anything. I'm just going to see if he knows
just
my,
like,
grandpa.
Like, yes or no question.
Yeah.
So I just stick to that. I'm like,
yeah.
Please don't tell me.
But then
else.
I'm like, they're like, you can summon, you know, relatives, dead relatives.
Yeah.
And so I'm, like, thinking that I'm talking to, like, my dead grandma. And I'm like, wow, this is insane.
Wow.
Yeah. And now, well, so my boyfriend he was at a party, and he is an adult. You know,
this is a recent story?
Recent.
Oh, my God.
This is, like, a year or two ago. And he's, like, not a sixth grader.
Hot news.
Yeah. He's not like my old boyfriend who was a sixth grader.
He's an adult
person. And he's at a party, and they pull out a Ouija board, and I'm like, where the hell were you
then? He did go to a 12-year-old party, but fair.
Yeah. And he starts trying to, like, summon the spirit of his friend that had just passed away.
Oh,
and I'm like,
God.
What a buzzkill for
it's
the party.
Serious buzzkill, because everyone's like, oh, is this your grandpa? And he's like, no, it's
no.
my friend who died a year ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool.
Yeah, I'm like, don't do that! Don't do that!
Cool, cool, cool. Don't!
Why would you ever want to do that?
Did he say that he talked to it?
No.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't. He said nothing worse. And I was like, yeah, because...
Because you're not a medium.
Yeah, I am.
And also, you were trying to do a bummer one.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do a fun
one. You
want
to do a silly one where it's like, oh, I'm talking to, like, a cute boy, and he's also 17. And you can. We used to make them. Like, we used to just, like, take a piece of paper in school and
be
like...
Oh, my God!
You just write the alphabet, and you write 1 through 10, and you write yes, no, and hello, goodbye. And then, boom. So, like, now me and my friends are in, like, algebra. Like,
I'm dead right now.
It's insane.
I wanted to be a witch so bad when I was, like, in junior high.
Yeah.
And I just could not find my tribe. I didn't find my coven.
We were all in Carpentersville.
Yeah. Okay, that's like where you guys were. Okay.
7 of us.
Cool, cool.
Did you ever do any, like, spells? Or try to do any spells?
I remember reading, like, books about them, and then I was like, put this away.
I can't.
My grandmother's Santerian, though.
Yeah.
So she does, like, she straight up does this stuff.
Yeah.
And she remarried to a witch doctor. So, like...
Cool.
Yeah, like, she's, like, hella Cuban.
Yeah. I don't know. Just, like, my roots.
But, like, they're very secretive about stuff. And if you ask them, like, you're not allowed to know anything if you're not Santerian. I think a lot of it is because, like, we're in a culture that looks down on, like, animal sacrifice. And that's a big part of what they do.
Yeah, big time.
But my mom would say that she would come home from, like, college and stuff like that. And her closet was just, like, replaced with skull shrines. And she's like, okay.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
Ooh, that is...
just some skulls.
You're like, oh, I really need that shirt. Oh, no!
Yeah. Bunch of skulls are in here.
Oh, God.
Mom!
Come on!
Yeah, just really chill.
When I went to school, my mom changed my room into a place where she only wraps presents. So I get why she was upset.
You get it. You
I
get
understand
it.
Your mother is upset.
It's upsetting. It is
very
upsetting.
Mm-hmm. But I remember, like, oh, I'm gonna start doing like love spells, and
oh
I'm gonna
God.
Like make all these boys fall in love.
I wanted
me.
To do that when I was broken up with.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want to get him back.
Yeah.
But then I was looking up stuff, and I'm like, what am I doing?
You're not supposed to do like love spells and be like, unless like I'm gonna make this person love me, because then it'll just mess up everything.
Yeah.
But I did, like, it was so stupid. It was, like, a very beginner's love spell. And it was, like, because I was, like, I want to go to homecoming with this guy. He's so cute. And then it was, like, an apple, and you cut out the apple.
Oh, my God.
And you write his name in it, and you put it in the apple. It has to be on a full moon, obviously. God, this isn't my first spell. It was. I'm an idiot. I had the internet.
Come on,
and
guys.
So, all this stuff I'm looking up on the internet, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I did, too.
Like, how did you guys figure this out?
I don't know.
I would never be able to walk into, like, a potion store and be like, one love spell, please. Like,
I know.
It's bold.
Well, I do have, like, a very, very vivid memory. Because, like, this weather is actually bringing me back to this day that in, like, early September I was back to school and I checked out a book of spells. This, like, weird old spell book I found in our library. And it was very clearly, like, old and bound. And just, like, reading it at the park and then feeling like, the devil will know. And I was like, I have to shut this.
I have to. Also, who reads a book of spells in broad daylight?
I did.
Oh!
I was hoping the other witches would see me.
Got it. That's a nighttime thing.
I wanted the other witches to think it was cool.
That's a night event surrounded by candles.
Yeah.
So,
anyway, did you... Okay.
I do.
Oh, my God.
Take the apple, put his name in it.
Oh, my God.
You put honey over it.
Yum.
I know. Covered in honey. It just sounds like a good snack.
It's a snack.
And then you have to go and you put it under a bush. And then you say this chant three times outside under this bush. And then, like, in... if you see the moon, whatever. And so I'm like, I can't put it underneath the fucking tree in my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put it anywhere on my property.
No.
So I sneak out of my house at midnight, and I, with this apple, and I go to the park nearby, like the children's park, and I put it under there. And I do, I forget what it was, but I like whispered it. And I was like, what was that? I forget the chant, but you do it like three times. And then I like ran back to my house. And then nothing. Like, nothing happened. And then I go to homecoming, and I'm like, bummer. Like, I really thought that was going to work. And then I'm dancing, and then all of a sudden I feel, like, these hands come up behind me. You know, how, like, everyone's in, like, a grind train.
Guys, it's smooth, yeah.
I went to, like, a really cool high school. Everyone was grinding on each other.
A grind train.
Yeah. And I'm just like, who are these hands? And I look, and it's him. And I ran away because I thought I was a witch. It's like, don't touch me! I've cursed you! Very funny.
That's amazing. It worked.
I am a true witch.
It worked.
Or
it doesn't work the way you want it to, because that's what I heard some story from a comedian whose name I can't remember.
can't say for his safety.
But it was on, to be fair though, it was on the podcast Two Dope Queens, so people can look it up. So it's like a real person, and you should listen to the podcast because it's real funny. But she was saying that she went to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
To do, like, a get him back spell.
Yeah.
And it didn't work, you know. And then, like, years later, he called her and was like, hey, like, super drunk, and was like, we should get married. Like, you're the one that got away, kind of thing.
God.
Like, they had made one of those promises that's like,
yeah,
if we're both, like, 30-something and we don't get married, let's do it. And he's like, it's my birth, like, let's do it. And she had already well moved on by that point. It was, like, several years later.
Yeah.
So, she was like, no, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
But she did say that it felt good. Like, one, it did work, kind of.
Kind of, just way longer than you wanted
it to. It does not work the way you want it to. I went to a psychic 3 years ago. I was thinking about this today.
Yeah.
Went to a psychic 3 years ago, because I had been to a party where someone was doing tarot cards, and she would only do, like, three at a time. And I thought it was weird. It was the first time I'd ever encountered tarot cards before. And they were just, like, really weirdly kind of, you know, semi-specific.
Yeah.
And then it was my birthday, so I'm like, I'm gonna go to a for real psychic. I'm gonna treat myself.
Yeah, treat myself to a psychic.
Treat myself. So I walk in, and the first three cards she pulled were the same cards.
Oh, that's so spooky.
Blew my mind. And so one of them was, for both of them, that I had a female friend who I should be wary of, mm-hmm. because she wanted harm for me. Like, she did not want me to succeed. And when the real psychic said this, I had a reaction because I was like, this is why I came in here, because someone just told me this. And then that's when she was like, yes, this woman is using black magic, not white magic, black magic against you. Then I'm like, okay, you are crazy.
You can just chime it down. You don't need to be all like, I'm a witch and look at me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, she real dialed it. She dialed it up really hard, so. But it was weird. Like, everything she said ended up coming true.
Really?
Except, and we're 3 years in the clear now, I can say this. And I never told my parents this, but she was like, one of your parents is going to die in the next 3 years. And I went,
oh my God.
What?
Don't tell me that.
She just looked at me and said, death is very hard. And that's all she said. Losing a loved one is very difficult.
Oh my God.
And then she moved on.
I would be fucking Lizzie boarded living in my parents' house every day and never leaving their sight if someone told me that.
You don't think this last year I was so happy that I'd moved back from New York, because I was like, if something happens to my parents, I'm around. Oh, I'm here. God.
That's so, especially because the other ones were like, yeah.
Yeah.
Except for that one. Good riddance.
It was weird. It was real weird.
I had my cards read once from a guy. I was at a comedy show, and then afterwards, his name was Iron Balls, and his big thing was like, this is not a joke. It's the worst day of my life. No. We did the show. I do well, as always.
Always. She always crushes it. I don't know if you guys ever know this, but.
Always. Even at shitty shows, which that was. So he comes, and he's just like, he's like a local of this bar. He's like, my name is Iron Balls. I am a, he's like a local celebrity of Berwyn. You can look him up.
I will look Iron Balls up.
His shtick is obviously that he has no feeling in his nuts. And so he's like, I think it'd be very fun if, this is the owner talking to me, if you guys all went up with Iron Balls and you all kicked him.
That is really fun.
I refuse to do that on stage. And it's also, it's like, I'm a warlock, whatever. Of course he is.
Uh-huh.
So he takes us all to the back, and he's like, I will give you guys all free tarot card readings. And we're just like, dope. And so then we all do it. It takes forever. He literally just saw our stand-up, and he's just like, oh, you're going to be very successful.
Okay.
You're going to move to Los Angeles. And I'm like, who the fuck? No.
Who are you?
And then he's like, he was talking to one of my friends, and he's like, do you have a birthmark on your chest? And she's just like, yep, like, you can see my chest. Like, you can see it right here. And he's like, that was where you were killed in a past life.
Oh my God.
And he kept being like, do you have, like, for me, he was like, is your ex-boyfriend Polish or Italian? And I'm like, yeah, I live in Chicago.
Yeah, those are the choices of white guys.
Yeah. And then he was like, you're going to move in with your boyfriend. You're going to have this with your boyfriend. And I'm like, I don't have a boyfriend. And he's just like, well, that's weird. You should. And I'm like, no shit.
Well, that's
what?
Weird. You're dumb.
He keeps telling me all this stuff, like, you and your boyfriend, you and your boyfriend. And I was like, I'm single. And he's just like, whoa. Someone tell the ghosts that, because very weird.
The ghosts don't know.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
They think, these are somebody else's cars.
I love, I mean, this stuff is so, so interesting to me. And
do you want to hear a really crazy one about...
Oh my God, please.
A comic that we both know. We were all talking, like, witch stories, like, what was your first spell, all this stuff. And I, of course, tell my life-changing...
your spell story.
My apple
story.
Honey story.
It was beautiful, also.
So dumb. And then, after I did that, I was like, I'm done with him, I'm gonna do it again. I did it, like, two other times, didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably try this, now that you told me about
it.
That
was just, like, a DIY spell.
Yeah.
Very quick and easy. You have some time. She tells the story about how her and her friends went to a potion store, and they bought a love candle. And then... you're supposed to burn it. So her friend's in love with this one guy, and she burns it to a certain point.
Yeah.
And then the girl that we both know then burns the rest of it. So now she falls in love with that guy, too. And,
what?
But it's like, whoever finishes the burn, I'm pretty sure this is what it was. Whoever finishes the burn, that's who he will fall in love with, I think. And so now they're both like...
oh, my God.
He's in love with one, and the friend is mad at the other girl for finishing the burn when it was supposed to be hers, and, like, forever. And she was, like, in love with him for years.
Oh.
Years and years. And, like, couldn't have him.
The spell was too strong.
It was crazy. Yeah, it's an insane story.
Is he still with the girl?
He's not with...
the candle? Oh, he wasn't.
I think they were together for a little bit, but then it was kind of like... no, I'm not going to be with you. And she was, like, pining after him.
Oh,
and was,
God.
Like, always in love with him for years.
Well, she then had to cast another spell to mm-hmm. make him stay.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that would be it.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
They just, like, follow the impulse of the spell. and then their free will comes back.
There you go. That's it. What we're trying to say is burn candles,
to please.
Trick the men that you want into staying with
please
you forever.
Please do. And if there's one thing that you can take from this podcast,
yeah.
it's that Lizzie Borden should have done that.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this MVP podcast. Follow us on Twitter @MostValuablePod for more great podcasts.